today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Glory to God. Let me just go and preach it right now. There's power in the name of Jesus. And that's why the devil don't want you to speak that name. But Merton, can you say Jesus? There's power released in that name. There's no greater name than the name of Jesus. Come on, that name works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It works. It works. It works. It builds expectancy.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Access the Code of Opportunity. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16.
Access the Code of Opportunity, part one. Solomon is a very unique gift here. He writes to us the wisdom book of Ecclesiastes and the book of Proverbs. Here in the 18th chapter, he is clear, New King James, a man's gift makes room for him and brings that man, that woman, before great people. So let's look at it. If you ever want to get in greatness or get in the presence of greatness, you need to know how to handle yourself. First of all, I don't want to get ahead of myself. A lot of people want great, but they don't know how to handle great. You'll say things in your spirit, but they put on their pants just like me. She wears a dress just like me. But when you're among great people, it's not about them wearing what you wear. It's about making the adjustment. Because if you want greatness, you got to do certain things. Expectation can lose its helium. If it leaks, your expectation can lose its ability to soar or to rise above circumstances. Therefore, it is important for us to plug up our expectation. It's important for us to make sure there are no holes in the balloon of expectancy. This message is designed to plaster it. Just like if you had a hole in your tire. Some people want to plug it up, but there's a way that you can go on the inside and patch it up. I want to go on the inside and patch up your hole in the balloon of expectancy so it doesn't leak helium. And you will continue to rise above circumstances and issues. Life has a way of puncturing your expectancy or your hope, come on, in God. Now we know that hope is like an anchor, but it is also expectancy. And I need to minister on that. And there is power released in expectancy. And expectancy is the belief that something will or something will not happen. In other words, if you expect that something will happen positively, or if you expect that something will happen negatively, it turns into fear. If you expect that something will happen positively, it turns into faith. So expectancy is the intersection that we need to come to right now. I wonder what this church is going to do with a powerful 30th anniversary. Are we going to sink back into mediocrity? Are we stepping at a new road here of expectancy to step into something that God has called us to do? Good preaching is good, but what you going to do now? What do we do next? Without expectancy, we're going to stand in the same intersection. a year from now and not have any movement. But with expectancy comes a push or a power to get things done. So it is the belief that something will or will not happen. Write it down. It has a powerful impact on both our internal states and our external outcomes. Expectancy has a power to impact both our internal state of being and our external outcomes. You can't tell me expectancy isn't powerful, because it can touch what's inside of me. Hallelujah. But also shape my outcomes. You mean to tell me it's right there in that little pivotal place right there called expectancy? Yes. This is why you have to guard vision and guard your faith and contend for it and not keep it casual. If you want to lose weight, some of us are trying to do that right now. You want to lose weight, you got to watch caloric intake. You got to say no to dainties and yes to protein. Because I expect to lose some weight. So I got to watch what goes into me internally so I can impact what's going to happen to me in my future. External outcomes, a hope to be fulfilled. For faith is the substance of the things expected, of the things hoped for. It is even evidence of the unseen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You mean that invisible thing called expectancy can push me forward and reshape my internals? Yes, it can. This is why the enemy is trying to kill expectancy. It will never change. I'm tired, Bishop. Let me tell you something. If there's breath in your body, God can work with you. Man, if you got up and put on your clothes and brushed your teeth this morning, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, God. Because if you're able to do it on your own, he's letting you know you can have a wonderful day. You can actually get to the end of the day and celebrate. You need to see the end of this day being a glorious day, because he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. I decree victory is mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. External outcomes, external outcomes, external outcomes is shaped by my internal state. My external outcome is shaped by my internal state of mind. So if you need something external to shape your internal, you're going to miss it. Expectancy should shape it. No new relationship, no vacation should shape it. No, it should be shaped by my internal state, which is expectancy, which will result in a powerful outcome or a positive outcome. So it's powerful. There's power in that. There's powerful in expectation. It can manifest into self-fulfilling prophecies. In other words, there's some prophecies that God gave, not just for the world, but for you. And there's nothing wrong with desiring to have the prophecy manifest in your life. And so I believe expectation can manifest in self-fulfilling prophecies, things that God promised you. Your beliefs about a specific outcome that he spoke to you. For some of you, he told you, you're going to make a lot of money. So do you expect it? I can't get no help. My name means millionaire or wealthy. Merton, that's what it means. So every time I say it, I'm expecting. That's why the devil didn't want me to know my name. I grew up in a town where my name wasn't even spoken all of my life, even in the church. Hey, Bootsy. Hey, Bootsy. I was like, man, I don't like the way that sound. Maybe I should start a club called Bootsies or some Bootsy barbecue. I believe everybody will come to Bootsies. Yeah. Sometimes you got to make it work, right? A lady from San Antonio, Texas, Varon Blue, heard my name and she said, I did some research on your name. The Lord led me. When I went to preach at that church, they took me to the blue room. And while in that blue room, that lady laid out something. Do you know what your name means? I said, no, I don't. And she laid it out for me. And it opened me up to something new. I went there to preach to them, but came back with some revelation about my name. And it opened up expectancy in me. This is why I'm trying to tell you now, Clark is not a self-made man. God has sent people across my path to help me to be who I am. And he's not going to let you figure it all out yourself. He designed it that you would have to work in concert with somebody else to reach your destiny. And Merton means wealthy and famous. Little town by the lake, industry. So guess what? I'm beginning to believe it. That's why the enemy didn't want me to know my name. Or say my name, but I'm saying my name. Because there's power in a name. Glory to God. Let me just go and preach it right now. There's power in the name of Jesus. And that's why the devil don't want you to speak that name. But Merton, can you say Jesus? There's power released in that name. There's no greater name than the name of Jesus. Come on, that name works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It works. It works. It works. It builds expectancy. A lot of people like talking about what God did, but can you say the name of Jesus? Can you whisper that name or speak it out? Because you release power in your life to accomplish every goal. I only say my name to point you in a direction, but I'm really here to preach his name. Glory to God. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Lord. Your belief about outcomes will influence your behavior. Your belief about an outcome will impact your present behavior. In other words, if you believe there's no hope for it, you will discard it and start moving in another direction. But if you believe that God can do something special, it will shape your behavior now. That's why you can't lose expectancy. If you don't believe this church can grow and we can own a complex, you'll quit right now. But if you believe that God can do something special, that God will do something special, that God is working behind the scenes right now to do something special, even though you don't see anything, you shaped it by your internal beliefs and it will impact your external outcomes. And God wants you to grow in many areas. But if you just gonna sit there and cry about who left you and who's not in your life, you won't begin to put down track right now so you can move into your high place. But I decree and declare, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I decree and declare that God is raising up the power in expectancy in your own life so your outcome can be different. Your gift will make room for you. Your gift makes room for you. Your gift makes room for you. And if you understood expectancy, you would take that gift and not covet it. But you would do what the scripture is saying, let the gift make room in expectancy that an outcome will be different. One of the common interpretations of your gift will make room for you out of Proverbs 18 and 16. It states a man's gift will make room for him and bringeth him, King James, before great men. This proverb literally suggests that having a valuable gift, this is the way it's been preached, or a talent, or a skill can open doors and create opportunities. Opportunities for advancement, especially in areas where influence or influential people reside. Your gift will make room for you and cause you to move into realms where influential influencers are actually living or they reside. So your gift now, your talent, will take you to Carnegie Hall. It will get you in Harlem playing, what is that stage that everybody wanted to go to in Harlem? Apollo, right, the Apollo. Or get you on American Idol, because your gift will actually make room for you. And that's really what people like to reside. But I want to break it all the way down today. That means if you don't have a special gift or a talent, you're left out. If you can't sing, you won't get there. If you can't preach, there's certain doors that just won't open. Or if you can't play music, you won't get there, because your gift will make room for you. That's the base of it. But Solomon is going deeper. Glory to God. Write it down. Access keys of opportunity really refers to something deeper than your gift will make, or your talent will make, or your ability to sing will make, or your ability to play will make room for you. And those things are true, but let's go deeper. God has given some of us tools, and because we don't shine on stage, we don't want to polish them. Glory to God. Bishop Powell preached powerful. He went straight up ballistic. He tickles me. He went ballistic. But he said there's power in number two. Some people, they want to be number one. If they're not number one, they lose strength. They sit down and covet. They cover their gift. In other words, God can give you a man five talents, or he can give a woman two talents, and he only gave you one, and you see it as insignificant. So instead of you investing it, you go and bury it in the sand and sit on it. God said that's wickedness. That if I gave you one, you got to work with the one. So when I come back in a year, I'm looking for two. Not you give me what I gave you. I need you to polish it and work it and grow it, so when I come back, you can give me two. But many of us don't see significance in the one unless we're number one. See, I believe that God wants me to preach not only to my own biological, but also to the people of God, the spiritual stones in the house. That he wants me to be wealthy, yes, Merton, but he wants you to have success as well. And if you're successful, it means I'm successful. But if you tore up from the floor up, don't know who you are, stumbling every time you see an obstacle, then that means that my preaching and my leadership is in vain. And if I got to always pick you up and you never stand on your own, it means I have become too much to you. I'm your crutch. I need to preach and raise you up so if I'm never here, you can still stand. Because Jesus prepared his people for his absence. And if you really want to be effective, you got to prepare your children for a time when you can't speak. Not being there to take care of every issue and being mama on the spot, or daddy that can show up anytime. You got to learn how to say, if you're going to be successful, you need to follow these principles. And I'm going to back up right now when you cry, because I want you to grow in that. And if you want something new, I'll have to make sure that you advanced in this so you can move forward. That's how we need to move. I know you love them. I know you love them, but you got to love them enough to give them some kind of principle that can keep them moving forward. Thank you, Jesus. I'm preaching to myself, I guess. Glory to God. Prepare your ministries for your absence. We don't want you to go, but raise up people that you can trust that if you couldn't show up, they can still move forward. This is fail-safe ministry. So access keys of opportunity refers to tools that God has given us, allowing us to advance, and give us the advantage or chance to advance. The tools that he gave us give us a chance to, or the advantage to advance in the things that he's called us to. Tools help me, gives me the advantage to get the job done or to advance the cause. Whew, man, this is powerful. So if I was an ant, I got to get on my belly and crawl for a mile. But if I had a tool like a car, I can drive for that mile in 1 minute. That would take him a day to get there because the tool gives me an advantage to advance the cause. And when God gives you a talent, he's saying, I'm giving you the advantage to advance my call, not for you to get glory in the fact that you had a tool, but what was the call? What was the idea in God's mind when he put that in you? When he gave you that tool, what did he have in mind according to his will in advancing his call? And true maturity is really finding the tools that God has given us to give us the advantage to advance his cause. And I believe these keys represents ability, even permission. These keys represents ability, even permission. These keys represents ability and permission, even opportunity or resources needed to do the job that he's called us to do. And so, write it down. This is powerful. The access is a prerequisite to getting the job done. So you can have the tool, and on level four is the opportunity. So you need access to get to level four so you can get the job done. Some of us, we have the tools, we've been developing it, but we haven't learned how to access level four. So we got all of this stuff we're doing, but we're never able to plug it in to the level that God wants us to get on so we can begin to move and advance the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Now, all of the things that I like in my life and the things that God has called me to do, like, for instance, if I lose even a reading glass, right? It's hard for me to rest. So I have reading glasses, right? Reading glasses, right? So if I misplace the case, I'm looking all over for it. Now some will say, let that go, you can buy a new one. But there's something in me, I can't rest. I go back to the car, open up the car, looking for it. I look in my pockets, pull them all out. Look in my bags, right? It's 1 a.m, I'm still looking. But what makes me do that? Well, if you're an inspector in ministry, it will carry certain acumens and tendencies, which may annoy you if you were around me. You just say, let it go, because you haven't had somebody plug something in you for people, but it also manifests in not liking to lose anything. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? And so when you look at what you have on the inside and your tendency, you got to try to shape it and get it directed to what God has planned for your life. I got all of these gifts, but God didn't give me these gifts just to find reading glasses. What he's trying to do is get me to level four. So when I plug in level four, things start working when it comes to dealing with great people. Some of us on first floor ministry with all the fog, but God is trying to get you to upper room so you can see life from a different plane. And you can't allow yourself to get stuck on level one when your development is all for level four. Good God from Zion. Hopefully I'm bringing it out the way he's giving it to me. Glory to God. Man, I'm level four, level 10, and the enemy want me to stay on level one. Your gift, gives you access to what God has designed for you. Glory to God. Your gift is a code, hallelujah, for opportunity. If you release the gift, not sitting back on it and being miser or stingy, you got to learn how to release the gift so you can get to the next level and expand. So I believe access and opportunities is important.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, access the code of opportunity, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Join us for the Sunrise Service on Sunday, April 20th at 6 a.m. at Castaways Point Park. At 9:30 a.m., the Ministry of Education will present the Children's Easter Program. So prepare to cheer on your children as they sing and dance to celebrate our risen King.
Marriage Enrichment, Hearts Intertwined Sessions help engaged and married couples focus on their relationships while enjoying food, fun, and romance. Come out on Saturday, April 19th at 7 p.m. for adult time. Child care is provided. Calling all young adults ages 20 through 39 to join Focus on Friday, April 25th at 7 p.m. to connect, fellowship, and get involved with your purpose. Scan the QR code in the foyer and get involved. If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, new members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
The spring edition of Reveal Magazine is available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. You can flip through the magazine in the mobile app or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.